It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and we visit this week with Carolyn Clements with the Nebraska Wheat Board. Carolyn, you guys have a really fun event coming up next Saturday. As far as tailgating is concerned, you and some other ag groups are going to be on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is an event that we've done for a couple years now, and we're doing again this year. We're partnering with AFAN and several other commodity organizations, and we will actually be at the Fallbrook Super Saver this year, and we'll have our Growers Association Mobile Baking Lab, and we'll be giving out free samples of food. I believe it's probably going to be donut holes again this year, but then we'll also have, you know, the dairy folks will be there, and they'll have some milk. You know, we're going to have the corn growers should be there, and they usually come with some of their chips and salsa. We usually have the pork producers there with bacon and some of the poultry there with eggs. So this is kind of your one-stop shop for literally for a late breakfast, as well as some of your fun game day grocery shopping.
And beyond the great food, which is definitely a key point here, beyond the great food, you'll also have the opportunity to be talking to a lot of these shoppers, these consumers, many of which may not know much about the commodities or the food that they're buying.
Absolutely. And that's kind of half the fun of doing events like this, is you get to talk to a lot of these urban consumers that are going in, and for them, it's the tradition. They like to tailgate, or they, you know, they've got family or friends coming over for the game, but they don't necessarily know how the food in the grocery store or the food at their parties gets to those shelves or gets to the table. So they're able to come talk to actual producers. On our end, we're actually going to have some wheat seed there in a handmill, so they can kind of see how that wheat becomes flour and then becomes the fun food. And so it's really just trying to connect the dots from that field to the grocery store for, like I said, a lot of these consumers who've never been on a farm, never seen a tractor, or, you know, don't necessarily even know what some of these commodities look like in the field.
And one more time with the details, when will this be happening, where, and how long will you guys be out there?
Absolutely. So this will be next Saturday, October 20th, from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock a.m. at the Fallbrook Super Saver right off of Highway 34 here in Lincoln.
Carolyn Clements with the Nebraska Wheat Board with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Shaylee Peters.